Let us not waste our time in idle discourse. Let us do something while we have the chance. It is not every day that we are needed. Not indeed that we personally are needed. Others would meet the case equally well, if not better. To all mankind they were addressed, those cries for help still ringing in our ears. But at this place, at this moment of time, all mankind is us, whether we like it or not. Let us make the most of it before it is too late. Let us represent worthily for once the foul brood to which a cruel fate consigned us. What do you say? It is true that when with folded arms we weigh the pros and cons, we are no less a credit to our species. The tiger bounds to the help of his congeners without the least reflection, or else he slinks away into the depths of the thickets. But that is not the question. What are we doing here? That is the question. And we are blessed in this, that we happen to know the answer. Yes, in this immense confusion, one thing alone is clear. We are waiting for Godot to come.
Ah!
Help!
Or for night to fall. We have kept our appointment, and that's an end to that. We are not saints, but we have kept our appointment. How many people can boast as much?
Billions.
You think so?
I don't know.
You may be right.
Help!
All I know is that the hours are long under these conditions and constrain us to beguile them with proceedings which, how shall I say, which may at first sight seem reasonable until they become a habit. You may say it is to prevent our reason from foundering, no doubt. But has it not long been straying in the night without end of the abyssal depths? That's what I sometimes wonder. You follow my reasoning?
We're all born mad. Some remain so.
Help! I'll pay you.
How much?
100 francs.
Not enough.
I wouldn't go so far as that.
You think it's enough?
No, I mean so far as to assert that I was weak in the head when I came into the world. But that is not the question.
200!
We wait. We are bored. No, but don't protest. We are bored to death. There's no denying it. Good. A diversion comes along, and what do? We let it go to waste. Come, let's get to work. In an instant, all will vanish, and we'll be alone once more in the midst of nothingness.
200!
We're coming!
He tries to pull Potzer to his feet, stumbles, falls, tries to get up, fails.
What's the matter with you all?
Help!
I'm going!
Don't leave me! They'll kill me.
Where am I?
Go, go.
Help.
Help.
I'm going.
Help me up first, then we'll go together.
You promise?
I swear it.
And we'll never come back?
Never.
We'll go to the Pyrenees?
Wherever you like.
I've always wanted to wander in the Pyrenees.
You'll wander in them.
Who farted?
Pazzo.
Here, pity.
It's revolting.
Quick, give me your hand.
I'm going. I'm going.
Well, I suppose in the end I'll get up by myself. In the fullness of time.
What's the matter with you?
Go to hell.
Are you staying there?
For the time being.
Oh, come on, get up. You'll catch a chill.
Don't worry about me.
Oh, come on, Dee Dee. Don't be pig-headed. Give me a hand.
He stretches out his hand, which Vladimir makes haste to seize.
Pull!
Estragon pulls, stumbles, falls. All four are now down.
We've arrived.
Who are you?
We are men.
Oh, sweet Mother Earth.
Can you get up?
I don't know.
Try.
Oh, not now, not now.
What happened?
Will you stop it, you pest? He thinks of nothing but himself.
What about a little snooze?
Did you hear him? He wants to know what happened.
I don't mind him. Sleep.
Pity. Pity.
What is it?
Were you asleep?
I must have been.
It's this bastard Potso at it again.
I'll make him stop it. Kick him in the crotch.
Will you stop it, crab louse? Oh!